from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan today unveiled a new plan to help deal with the city's ongoing foreclosure crisis. It calls for sending volunteers door-to-door to reach out to about 3,500 residents at risk of losing their homes. Then agencies working on foreclosure issues would provide workshops and legal services to those homeowners and help them take advantage of the new state Homeowners Bill of Rights. The plan is designed to help people like Manuel De Paz.
That's our dream, American dream, you know, that if we lost our homes, we lost our future.
De Paz says his home is now worth less than half of what he paid for it. He says he's trying to get a loan modification and that he's working two jobs to make his payments. Kevin Stein is Associate Director of the California Reinvestment Coalition, an advocate for low-income communities, and he's a frequent guest. Oakland has been among the hardest-hit cities in the foreclosure crisis. How big an impact might this have?
Well, it could potentially have a very big impact. I mean, there might be an impulse to say, well, aren't we, like, well along in this crisis? The reality is that we're still very much in the heart of this crisis, and people are really suffering. There is some hope in that there are some opportunities for borrowers in trouble to connect to resources and to take advantage of newer opportunities. And so this initiative, you know, I think it's exciting and it could be very helpful for people in the city of Oakland. And we're really glad to see them make this kind of progress.
Part of the point here is that somebody would be holding the hand of these homeowners to guide them through what can be a really complicated process.
In that there are different programs that are out there, and most people have not heard about them or they know something has been announced, and this comprehensive effort to combine outreach and assistance and services and legal resources really holds promise that it's going to connect people to the programs that are out there that are for them.
This program would also tap more than $7 million the city has raised for a fund called ROOT, or Restoring Ownership Opportunity Today. And here's Mayor Gene Kwan explaining what that is.
What this program will do is it will take funds and it will buy homes that are under threat of foreclosure and sell them back to the owners at the current market values.
And ROOT would cover the purchase of about 24 underwater homes from Wells Fargo and only for homeowners who have a solid income. A good idea?
Definitely a good idea. You know, our state is really plagued by this dynamic of many, many borrowers who owe more than their homes are worth. And many people and entities are trying to figure out what do we do about that, because without that, not only do we have struggling families, but we also have a struggling economy. And here's an innovative idea to address the underwater problem, and maybe it can serve as a model going forward.
Kevin, another story today. The U.S. attorney in Manhattan has sued San Francisco-based Wells Fargo for hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. The claim is that the bank made reckless loans to individuals who then defaulted, leaving federal insurance programs on the hook for losses. And I should note that Wells Fargo denies the charges and says it acted in compliance with federal rules. But what do you make of that development?
Well, it's a very serious allegation. I don't know that Wells is the only institution. I think HUD and the Department of Justice are looking at a number of institutions. You know, this is a federal program to help people buy homes. It's also the FHA program is currently, you know, the main way that people today are able to access credit and to buy homes, because we've had this constriction of credit. To the extent that there is wrongdoing, it would be nice to see Wells Fargo step up and take responsibility and say that there were mistakes made and agree to fix the problem. I'm not sure that we're going to see that.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Cy.
Kevin Stein is Associate Director for the California Reinvestment Coalition. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.